Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson Mayor, Matt Gordon, joining us now. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, your time as mayor is coming to a close here as you've enjoyed 4 years at the helm of the city of Jefferson. Before we kind of go back and take a trip down memory lane, if you will, can you hit up some highlights for us from 2023 that you saw?
Yeah, well, we redid West Lincoln Way there, and that's nice and smooth to drive down now. Yes. We didn't quite add everything we had originally planned to, but we got that resurfaced and looking good. You know, a few other things that we've got going on is our revitalization of the downtown. We pretty much wrapped that up this year with the buildings that the city owned anyways. We still continue to work with businesses to, you know, get the facades done, and the work needs to be done there. You know, I had some comments from some out-of-towners here a couple weekends ago and said how great our downtown looks in Jefferson. I'm sure glad to have all those buildings out of the city hands finally. That's been a real big accomplishment this year.
What about the animal shelter? Another big accomplishment, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, and we're getting that thing figured out a little bit functionality-wise. Got the dog park up and running. Got to be nice for the PD, too, to have a brand new facility and a guaranteed spot to always bring animals in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Paws does such a good job with running that animal shelter. You know, they keep us a couple of runs available for the PD when we need to bring animal down there. You know, that dog park opening up. You know, I don't know how well of a kickoff it got this year. It kind of was late, and then there's some issues with the grass, so they kind of had to close it for a little bit. But I think this spring it's going to be in good shape, and I think a lot of people in Jefferson are going to get a lot of use out of that.
Well, let's take a look back at your 4 years as mayor here, Mayor Gordon. Some highlights from you over your 4 years.
Yeah, so I started in January of 2020, and as we all know, about February, a little thing called COVID came around. So that added a whole new layer to our government of navigating the waters of a pandemic. So that was interesting. You know, we had meetings by Zoom there for a while, kind of hybrid meetings with people, some people in person, some people by Zoom. It was a very interesting time. I hope we don't go back through that again. But one good thing on that is we ended up started filming our council meetings. And that was one of my bigger accomplishments, I think, is getting the ball rolling on that. I think that having our council meetings available for people to watch at their convenience, they can watch it while it's happening, interact, and just be in the know of what's going on with city. Before I became mayor, of course, I was on city council for a couple of years. And that's one of the biggest things is people felt that it was just a good old boys club and that things were going on behind the scenes. And that wasn't necessarily the truth. It just was not as easily accessible, the meetings. It's difficult to tell somebody, well, if you want to know what's going on, show up to the meetings. That doesn't work for everybody's plan to show up to the meetings. But catching it on Facebook, it's a little bit easier to do. And I would say that the product of that has been the increase of public attendance involvement in city government has really, really increased over the last 4 years.
Was there other things that you can point to that when you started out being mayor that you saw come to fruition, either personal stuff that you wanted to see to come to fruition or the betterment of the council and the city staff overall?
Yeah, I would say the relationship between the police department and the city council. That is one thing I really wanted to work on as mayor.
Okay.
And I believe that the council, the police department, the police officers, the relationship is much, much better now than it has been in quite some time.
Can you give us some examples?
We've had recently the personnel committee sat down with some officers and just kind of find out what's going on with them, some things that are going well, things that they don't like. And I think that really helped to have that one-on-one personal time with the council members that really showed that they are committed, they are involved and want to know what's going on and trying to be proactive on some things. Because as everybody knows in the state of Iowa that has anything to do with law enforcement, it's difficult to find people to fill those positions. We've struggled with that for years. We continue to struggle with it, and it's hard to attract people to that type of work these days.
Now, you talked about the public engagement at city council meetings increasing hand in hand with getting more visibility and transparency as far as getting the video out there for folks to engage in. We saw a contested city council race this mm-hmm. most recently. We saw a contested school board race. We're going to have county offices coming up open this year along with hospital boards, extension council, the Green County Conservation Board, all those different things. What do you have to say as far as, you know, being a public servant and just urging people to go out and serve?
I think now is the time to get involved in your city government, whether it's on council, running for mayor, board of supervisors, school board. Now's the time to do it. It's great to have young people, older people, just anybody to get involved and get into the know what's going on. Everybody brings something a little bit different to the table, a different perspective. So I just encourage everybody to find an office that they're suited for and run for it and give it a try.
Mayor Gordon, I know I've asked you this before, but officially now, why is it that you felt now's the time for you to just kind of step away after 4 years of being mayor?
You know, for me, a large part of it is I didn't work in town before, and now that I work in town, I want to focus on my job, and when I have patients, not be the mayor. I just want to be their nurse. You know, I want to take care of their needs and, you know, just have it so I don't have to wear both hats. I can just be a nurse, and you don't have to worry about what we agree or disagree on politically, how things are moving in the city. That I just get to take care of my patients.
And finally, Mayor Gordon, as we wrap up here and you wrap up your tenure as mayor, what do you have to say to the people after 4 years of being their leader?
It's been a great experience. I've met a lot of great people. We have a lot of great community involvement in this town. I would like to think that Jefferson is unlike most other communities. The level of commitment to moving this town forward is just wonderful. You know, you've got a new group of younger people that have taken over the reins of the Bell Tower Festival. I mean, you look back at the last couple of years and you can't tell me that the Bell Tower Festival hasn't just improved at every level. There's something for everybody to do. You've got Main Street Matters and Chamber that have combined to work together, and the Art Top on the top of the buildings, you know, just there's something always going on in this community that is just for the betterment. If you live in Jefferson, there's something you can find to do here. There's something you could find to get involved in here. Everybody's always looking for volunteers, whether it be PAWS, Main Street Matters. The possibilities are endless.
It's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program here with our Jefferson mayor. For the last time, we have Matt Gordon joining us now. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
All right. Thank you.
Today's Let's Talk Green County program is brought to you by Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant on North Elm in Jefferson. Enjoy that delicious A&W All-American food 7 days a week, and they're open daily at 10:30 a.m. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.